This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, and of course it is Medal of Honor Monday. That'll be an hour from now. It is a Veterans Day, and I will talk a little bit about that in the opening. We also have something wonderful that's happening out there. We're going to talk about legitimacy, why it's necessary, and why the system is actually in quite a bit of trouble. That is going to be fun and awesome. I will rant about Christmas and the wife. We are going to talk more about the Senate leadership race, what's happening there, why it's happening, emails, mass deportations, all that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. It's going to be a good night. Before we get to any of that, well, we got an email here. Jesse. Actually, the guy said, "Dear crayon-eating child-size glove model, please recognize for your Veterans Day show my father and best friend, Robert W. Trust Sr., Marine and Korean War veteran who sadly passed away about 10 years ago. Please let the bar eat. Thank you for your service as well. His name is Matt." The bar tonight is for every single person, man and woman, who served this country in uniform. It is Veterans Day today. I'm going to say the most cliche thing in the world, and I'm going to thank you for your service, but in kind of a different way. It takes something to go put on a uniform and give away years of your life for your country. It takes something. And you should feel proud if you did it. You should. It's good. Go get your 10% off whatever today. Go enjoy it today. It is a good thing what you did serving your country. An admirable thing, and I applaud you for it. If every single person in this country felt inclined to serve it in uniform at one point in their life or another, this country would be way better off than it currently is. I applaud you for it, whatever branch it was, even if it was the Air Force. I salute you. Thank you for your service. You did something awesome. And I would like to finish up that little Veterans Day talk. I might even get sidetracked and tell a couple Marine stories tonight. Maybe ones, I'm sure there'd be ones I've probably told before, but I'm in kind of one of those moods. But anyway, before I get back, I'll come back to it later. One last word to the veterans out there who are listening. Remember, your life, it's a resume. There's going to be a bunch of things on there you are proud of. There are going to be a bunch of things on there you are not proud of. That is not unique to you. Jesse, you don't know. No, I know. Trust me. I've got plenty of both on mine. And the time in service, your time serving your country, is one of those things. It's the headline, or at least it's close to the top on the resume of your life. It's something you're proud of. I was a Marine. I was in the Army. I fought in Vietnam. I fought in Iraq. And it should be. It is a good thing. But remember, just like if you've seen a resume, you know what they look like. Hopefully you filled one out, unless you're like 8 years old, which that could be the case. Listen to this show. But what do all these different jobs on your resume, what do they have in common? They have an end date, a start date, and an end date. I started in July of 2013, and I ended in July of 2018. It's not the last thing you're ever going to do in your life. And it's not the last great thing you're ever going to do. It's not the last way you're ever going to serve your country, your community, your church, your family. It's an awesome thing you put on your resume. Don't stop swimming now because the awesome thing you did is done. The most The thing I hear the most, from veterans who are struggling, and Veterans Day is a day, if you're wondering why I'm having this talk, Veterans Day is a day where people struggle. In fact, I would encourage you, veteran or not, if you have a veteran in your life, send him a text message, make a phone call, check in, say hi, thank him for the service, see how they're doing. Hey, you want to grab a pizza? You want to go out for a beer? You want to check in with a veteran? But the reason I'm saying this today is because this day is hard, and because veterans, because they did something awesome, they have a hard time oftentimes with the rest of their lives, because they'll say, I'm just a fill in the blank now, and it never sounds as cool. It never feels as important. Jesse, I was a Marine in Fallujah. Now I'm just a delivery man. Now I'm just a accountant. Jesse, now I'm just, you're not just a anything. That was part of your resume. It wasn't the last thing, all right? Keep putting things on your resume. Will anything be as cool as shooting terrorists in the face? Probably not, but it'll still be really cool for the rest of your life, okay? All right. Check in on a veteran. Happy Veterans Day. And one more time, let's let the bar eat. Enough of that now.
But my focus is just stay focused.
Oh, you know what? One last thing on Veterans Day. I guess I should have focused more. I got this email. I realize we have a bunch of new listeners, which I can't believe. We have so many new ones, and so a lot of people don't understand things we've done in the past. It was a long email about Peleliu. I watched a heartbreaking documentary on Peleliu. It was so sad. Have you ever talked about it? So if maybe on Veterans Day you're looking for something to do with family, friends, kids, maybe you've got a little drive, maybe you want a way to honor veterans, March 25th of this year, of 2024, our show from March 25th, in hour two, we did it on Peleliu. March 25th, we did an entire hour on Peleliu. You want to sit around, maybe listen while you eat dinner, something like that, while you drive with your kids, what people have done, gone through for this country? That's worth it. It's free. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, hour two of our March 25th show. We've done a bunch of veteran show, but that one was asked about specifically, so I thought I'd bring that up. Now on to politics and other things. There are a bunch of wonderful things happening right now in this country. Wonderful things happening. A lot of it is from the election, but just momentum is on our side right now as a country. And so let's talk about the system itself. Let's describe the system really briefly here for new listeners. Our country, every country is run by its institutions. Institutions are what a country, they're the pillars, the foundation a country rests upon. And if your institutions are strong, your country will be strong. If your institutions are rotten and corrupt and evil, your country will be rotten, corrupt, and evil, because the institutions are the training center of the civilians in your country, of the citizens of your country, I should say. Here in the United States of America, over the course of many, 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 many years, the communists slowly but surely took over every single institution, from the military, the media, Hollywood, education, every single government bureaucracy, science, the medical institutions, the legal institutions. You name a critical institution, even the religious ones. You name a critical institution, the communists have slowly but surely infiltrated it, infected it, and took it over. And now we have a country led by evil, rotted institutions. That's bad, okay? That's bad. And that's what I call the system, because now instead of working against each other ever or keeping each other in check, now they all work together. One voice at all times. One voice, one purpose. And what is the purpose of the system? What is the purpose of it? To loot the country. These are all evil people who run it, and their only purpose is protect each other, protect the system, so they can pillage this country. That is their goal. They want to blood suck as much money and as much power out of this place as humanly possible. Concepts like patriotism or America or even just basic things that are normal to you or to me about leaving a better country, a better place for our children or their grandchildren after them. Those kind of concepts don't occur to the people who lead our system now, who lead the system. They never enter their mind. However, the system, which is very, very powerful to this day, the system is in very deep trouble right now. And the talk we're about to have should put a smile on your face. Oh, yeah, I know. We have a million other battles to fight, and it'll be many, many decades, and all that stuff is true. But the system is currently facing a crisis, and they may have wounded themselves mortally. I will explain the crisis, and I will explain why I think they wounded themselves mortally in just a moment. Speaking of mortality, the fight for unborn babies continues on. You saw, if you paid attention to the down ballot stuff in the elections, the American people in state after state after state, almost every state, went out and voted for more abortion. What does that tell you? Well, we still have a culture that believes babies, unborn babies, are just expendable little things you can just slaughter whenever you feel like going to get hammered in Cabo on spring break. That's how we treat abortion in this country, like it's birth control. It's freaking awful. How do we change that? Well, it's not politicians. We have to change hearts. You change hearts by letting that mother listen to one. You change hearts by giving that mother a free ultrasound. She will hear her baby's heartbeat. And if you can get her that free ultrasound, she will choose life almost every time. Preborn is changing that culture, one mom at a time. $28 buys that ultrasound. Buy it for her tonight, please. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, a Veterans Day. Of course, Medal of Honor Monday coming up about 45 minutes from now. And you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave us voicemails, 877-377-4373. So the system, still extremely powerful, still running all of our institutions. So I don't want to oversell what I'm about to say, but the system is facing a crisis right now. The system got wounded with that election in a way that might be fatal for it, and that is so good. So let me pause on this for a moment. It's going to sound like I'm getting sidetracked. I'm not. Just stay with me. Remember I told you recently I had to go up to Montana. Father passed away, funeral, everybody coming into town. I was having to organize everything, get everything done. One night, we had all this family there. Cousins, aunts, uncles. It was wonderful. Neighbors. The house was just full of people. Everyone's there. Everyone's supporting. It's wonderful, okay? And we decided we needed to order food. Everyone was hungry. It was time to get some food. And I know you're going to find this shocking, but everybody turned to me to get the food. I prefer to order the food. I know how much we always need. I always know how much we need. It's a bit I do for radio, but I really am really good at ordering food. They know I'm going to order the best things. Hey, Jesse, find a place. Get us some food ordered. We want some yummy, yummy food. Automatically, I'm the default person when you need food ordered. Jesse, can you handle it? Yeah, got it. No problem. I found this local pizza place. They had a bunch of stuff on there that looked good. I did my menu whisper thing. Beep, 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 beep. Called, order the food. And I took off to go pick it up. Now, it's going to sound like I'm bragging here, and it is bragging, but it is true. I'm really good at ordering food. This is something I've been great at. I go pick up the food. I bring it back to the house, and Aubrey, my wife, she's going through the food, and there's all these people there, and she said, Jesse, is this... She's being as gentle as possible. She said, Jesse, is this all you got? And I looked, historically, I'm the world's biggest over-orderer. We will always have extra. It's just leftovers for days. And I'm looking at her. What are you talking about? She said, baby, look at how much food you got. This isn't even close to being enough. And of course, she was right. We wiped out everything. It wasn't near enough food. I had underordered the pizzas. I'd underordered the salads, the breadsticks. I screwed the entire thing up. And it was understandable. And that's why she was so wonderful about it. Everyone was. My mind was not, I mean, it's still not, to be honest with you. I'm kind of foggy still. My mind was not sharp. I wasn't thinking about food. I wasn't on my game. And so food had to get ordered the next night too. I noticed it just showed up and nobody even asked me. What happened there? What does any of this have to do with the system or the country? Well, what happened there was the menu whisperer, Jesse, who had always been looked to as the one who could handle the food ordering, he blew it. And he blew it so badly that menu whisperer Jesse lost his legitimacy as the menu whisperer in that moment. And they, everyone there, they weren't rude about it. They were wonderful about it, but they just moved on and found someone else who could handle the food ordering. Because I had the power. I had a power before. I had the power of being trusted with the ordering of the food. And because I screwed it up, because I messed it up, that power was taken away from me. The trust, the legitimacy, it was removed from me. What's happening in the United States of America right now with the people is amazing, because we have had in charge of us for years now, especially in the last few years, we have had this deeply demonic and evil system that was in charge of us. I'm talking about media, Hollywood, bureaucracies, FBI, all these horrible, evil institutions. They have been in charge of us. And we, because we are good citizens and we are good Americans and because we want the country to be good, we have given them leeway. We've entrusted them with things. Yes, I will trust you with this. I will trust you with that. I will give you the legitimacy by giving you my trust. And the system, in response to Donald Trump and you, abused that trust over and over and over and over again. And now the true power of the system, which is its legitimacy, that's the true power of any government. It doesn't matter the form of government. If the government is viewed as legitimate in the eyes of the people, the government will remain. Once a government loses that, the government's days are numbered. It doesn't matter how long it's going to take. They are numbered. The system abused us for so many years that now we wake up and we find out something wonderful. It's not just that Trump won or will have the Senate or something like that. We wake up and we find out all these evil institutions who have lied to us for so long, their power has been taken away because the American people have decided these institutions are no longer legitimate. We have looked and we found someone else to order the pizza because they screwed it up too many times. I'll get a bit more specific about what I'm talking about next. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, a half hour away from Medal of Honor Monday. Back to what we were talking about the system. I believe that it has been wounded. I know it's been wounded. I don't know if it's mortal, but the system has a huge problem. Legitimacy is something it needs because every form of government has to have legitimacy. It has to. Even kings, we've had this talk before, even in monarchies, if the king is eventually viewed as being illegitimate, not for the people, an enemy of the people, his days are numbered. He will be cast out in some way. It's just something that leaders have always known. Power can be so illusionary. You feel like you have all of it, all these guards, all these guns, all these walls, all these fences, And then you find out it can evaporate from you in a heartbeat. Well, here, there's an article today. Actually, this is from a Max Tanney, who I don't know. But they sat down. This is the headline. We spoke with the top editors in the heads of the New Yorker, Washington Post, Axios, The Atlantic, The Information, More Perfect Union, and Crooked Media about what it says about the media that Trump won again despite almost a decade of overwhelmingly negative coverage. So think about this, because this is actually not about Trump. This is about something more. This is about something bigger. Think about the last 10 years and the message the system has sent consistently to the American people over and over and over and over again. This came from all different parts of the system, and the targets of it were different, but they were all lumped in together. For 10 plus years, the American media told the American people that Trump was Hitler, that Trump was a Nazi, that Trump supporters were Hitlers and Nazis. Democrat politicians, from Joe Biden, who used the office of the presidency to say this, on down to the basic Democrat in your local area, told you the exact same thing. Right wingers hate women and they're racist, and over and over and over again, an ongoing drumbeat. Let's set that aside, because the media and politicians were obvious. The medical institutions in this country, the military institutions in this country, institutions that aren't even the traditional ones we could think of, however, very, very powerful institutions, they have consistently and repeatedly over the last 10 years said, they have spread it out to the ether. Republicans are evil. Republicans are the enemy. Republicans are evil. Republicans are the enemy. Some form or fashion of that over and over and over and over and over again. Hollywood, of course, surprise, surprise, they got in on it. The education system, my word, let's think about this. For the last 10 years, and I'm using 10 because it's an easy number. I know it's longer than that. For the last 10 years, administrators, teachers, principals, professors across the country, from New York to LA and everywhere in between, have told young people over and over and over again that being a Democrat, that being on the left, is the only acceptable thing in the world. And any deviation from that whatsoever is a mortal sin, and you're an evil piece of trash. 10 years. Over and over and over and over and over and over and over again from every single institution. Every one of them. And they all decided that stopping Trump, stopping you, was all that mattered, because he's a Nazi and it's Hitler and it's the end of the world. And after 10 years of that, the American people went to the polls and said, I don't believe you. That might just be the start of saving the republic. And no, I'm actually not putting that on Trump. I'm not talking about Trump specifically, although I am so impressed so far. We'll get to that in a few. But I'm not talking about Trump specifically. I'm talking about the people specifically. If the American people as a whole have decided that the FBI is no longer legitimate, the media is no longer legitimate, Hollywood, education. If the American people have decided that the evil, rotted institutions that have led us astray and lied to us, if they've decided these institutions are no longer legitimate, then this is the beginning of the end for those institutions. Because without legitimacy, without the trust of the people, you become nothing. You know, I've used the food ordering thing. We'll do this one last little stupid analogy to help us all, help me understand it, help you understand it. If we go back to that 100-person village we brought up before, forget about America, forget about everything. You, me, we live in a 100-person village, and I am entrusted. They decide they're going to make me the weatherman. After all, I am a journalist.
It's Journalist Jesse.
No, setting that aside. But they decide, Jesse, you're going to be the weatherman. And so every single day, I stand in the little town square in the middle of our little village. And I stand up and I say, today it's going to be partly cloudy, chance of rain in the afternoon. And every day I get up and I give a weather report. And eventually, I start to get lazy. Maybe I start to lie for one reason or another. Maybe I'm being bribed to lie. Whatever reason, doesn't matter the motivation. At some point in time, my weather reports stop being accurate. And they're getting less and less accurate and less and less accurate and less and less accurate. Eventually, there will come a day where I can stand and scream as loud as I want and I can yell the most dire warnings. You don't understand. There's a tornado. It'll be here in 15 minutes. Once I've lost the trust of the people, once I've lost legitimacy, what I say means nothing anymore. Any power, any influence I had is gone. Think about all the things that have worked against you and Trump and your values. Think about all the different entities and realize you should smile because their legitimacy, if it's not gone, is severely, severely wounded. And if you're part, if you're one of these commies in those institutions who hate listens to this show and you're wondering who to blame, blame yourself because you didn't listen to the Jesse Kelly show and apply the lessons I taught you all. Because I told you dirty commies during COVID, people who were listening then will remember, I warned over and over and over again that once you lose the trust of the people, you're having a blast now, mandate this and require that and wear a mask. And but once you lose the trust of the people, it is difficult, if not impossible, to gain it back. And once you lose the trust of the people, the beginning of the end has already arrived for you. How many times, Chris, did I say that exact same thing during COVID? I warned you all, but this is the, look, this is the risk. You sit down at a poker table and you push all your chips to the center. You bet everything. The system for the last 10 years has been pushing all its chips to the center. Stop Trump. Stop Trump or it's the end of the world. Stop Trump. Stop Trump. And they violated every law, every norm, every moral thing. They abused and violated all of it. And they justified every bit of it because stopping Trump was the most important thing in the world. The problem is when you push all your chips to the center of the table, sometimes you don't win. And then if you don't win, you're out of chips. I think the system might be out of chips, or at least running out of chips. And I feel so good about where we are. Speaking of good about where we are going to get to Trump's appointments and things like that. I want to get to a couple emails and some other stuff. Before we do that, I want to get to this. It is Veterans Day, of course. And I want you to switch your cell phone company on this Veterans Day to a veteran-led company. That would be Pure Talk. Pure Talk's CEO isn't just some dude sitting there in a fancy suit. He walked the jungles of Vietnam, Mac V. Sog, two tours. I don't understand. How could Pure Talk be so patriotic? Why is it an American I'm talking to on the phone? Jesse, they speak English. Pure Talk doesn't just talk about loving the country. They do it. They love this country. You'll save a fortune. They're on the exact same 5G network, so you're not going to sacrifice any coverage or anything like that. Save money. Switch to a patriotic company. Dial #250 on your phone and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, an amazing Monday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Now, before we get back to the politics and some emails and Trump's appointments and Medal of Honor Monday, I just have to say, I was complaining about this a little bit last week, but it's gotten so much worse. Christmas time. Let's have a talk about Christmas time. Well, you know, let's just talk about life real quick, and then we'll come to Christmas in a moment. You know, scarcity rarity, if you will. It's one of the things that makes things better, sweeter than they are. Dessert. What's your favorite dessert? Key lime pie is a great dessert. I'm a key lime pie fan. But if I had a slice of key lime pie for dessert after every single meal, key lime pie would very quickly lose its luster. So now it's a once a month thing. I'll get a slice of key lime pie and it tastes like heaven. And that's amazing, right? The rarity, the scarcity of it. Yes, Christmas season is magical. It's wonderful. Not that you would know anything about that, Chris. Anyway, Christmas season is wonderful. It is. The giving and the receiving and the music and the food and the coming together as a family and the all the things around Christmas. And yes, I probably should have led with the birth of Jesus, but you understand what I mean. Chris, the music is fine. Come on. A lot of the music's fine. Chris is dogging on the music. It's not that bad. Some of it's bad. Okay, some of it's bad. Anyway, don't get me distracted. But part of the magic of Christmas is that it's once a year. It's rare. It's once a year. Only one time a year do we get Christmas. That's part of the beauty of it. And the wife, she's expanding her Christmas foothold. She is. She's gobbling up larger and larger parts of the calendar. This year, we had Halloween, remember? October 31st, Halloween. The next morning, I wake up. She's making breakfast for the boys for school. And there's Christmas music on in the kitchen. And I come out and the boys said, "Dad, please do something." And then this is the battle. This is the war, really, that's going on inside the Kelly home right now. She has a defense mechanism that's very, very difficult to penetrate, right? She has not only a defense, she has a layered defense. You know what layered defense means? You have different battle lines. You don't just have one battle line. You have one, but then you have another battle line behind it where you can fall back to. So here's how it works right now in the Kelly household. She will, like yesterday, the boys, me, we had to get the ladder out and we had to take down approximately 8,000 pounds of Christmas decorations because she decided she was going to go Christmas crazy and start decorating the house for Christmas. Again, way too early, but that's what she decided. So the boys and I start grumbling, not about the work, whatever, but "Mom, it's too early." And I'm like, "Princess, baby, it's too early. It's not Christmas time yet. You have to wait till after Thanksgiving." She immediately launches into, "You don't love Christmas? I think you should love Christmas. Sorry, I want to celebrate a magical time." And immediately she's firing these torpedoes at us. But maybe she's pushed it too far and we're on hour number 6 of the Christmas music. And so then I will finally decide, that's it. I'm putting my foot down. I can't do this. We got to stop. Because this is what she pulled on me. And don't think I didn't see this. And you young men, listen. Your wife's going to do this to you, and if you're not ready for it, it's coming. You know what she pulled on me? She's unloading the Christmas stuff yesterday as the boys and I got down all the bins, and the whole house is full of bins and glitter and wreaths and everything else. And she said, "Wow, we've had a lot of this Christmas stuff for a while." And I could say, I already knew what she was doing right away, and I give her the side eye, and I said, "Yeah, it's traditional. It's nice. Yeah, but a lot of this stuff isn't holding up very well anymore." You know what she's doing. Everyone knows what she's doing. She's beginning to prep the ground so she can go out in Hobby Lobby or one of these places and buy approximately $20 million in Christmas lights, Viv and reindeer and everything else. And so immediately I decide I'm going to try to put a stop to it. Okay, baby, that's it. Listen, we have plenty of Christmas decorations. Half the shelving in the garage is dedicated to the Christmas decorations. We don't need any more Christmas decorations, and we don't need brand new Christmas decorations. And I dropped this. This is when she went to her layered defense. And I said, "I know it's Christmas, and I love Christmas too, but the Christmas stuff we have is plenty of a celebration of Christmas." She knew that she was in trouble. So she abandoned her first line of defense and went to the second, and she pulled this one out. Oh, so I didn't realize we were putting limits on how much we celebrate the birth of Jesus. Boom! Brings Jesus right into there. And where do you go from there? Right? There's nowhere else to go. See, Chris, you don't have to deal with this. But I personally, it's a war. And I feel like all I've done is retreat. I just feel like I'm losing ground and losing ground and losing ground. And every time I try to dig in and gain some kind of put up some kind of a bulwark against the ongoing Christmas onslaught, she pulls out either, it's Christmas time. Are you a Grinch? Bah humbug. And if that doesn't work, she pulls out Jesus. And here I am, defenseless. Defenseless. It should not be all of November. The Christmas season is not all of November. Christmas season is after Thanksgiving exclusively. It's after Thanksgiving. And I reject any celebration of Christmas earlier than that. Jesse, I know this is a lot, or I know a lot of us voted for Trump for accountability. And if Trump pardons Hunter and doesn't hold these guys accountable for treason, Republicans won't win the next race. Okay, so he's talking about the potential. There's a lot of talk right now about the potential for Donald Trump pardoning Hunter, because it looks like right now the way it's going to work out logistically, that Joe Biden should be able to get Hunter out of some trouble, but possibly because of the dates of the legal stuff, he may not be able to get him out of all the trouble he needs to get them out of. And so now there's talks. Biden wants to sit down with Trump. Trump's agreed to sit down with Biden. There's a lot of talk right now about the pardoning of Hunter. We are going to do Medal of Honor Monday next, and then I'm going to come back and we're going to have a discussion that may be hard to hear. But we got to have it. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.